The Environmental Protection Agency says it aims to slice nitrogen oxide pollution in Wisconsin by 60% and cut sulfur dioxide emissions by a third. The EPA says its targets would bring Sheboygan, Door, Kewaunee, and Manitowoc counties into compliance with the federal rule on ozone pollution. As in the 27 other eastern states where the rule applies, Wisconsin is likely to seek most of its pollution reductions from coal-burning power plants. DNR air official Lloyd Egan says look for utilities to use a program that allows them to trade pollution allowances as long as total emissions go down.
In my mind, although we haven't written the state rule yet, we will probably look very favorably at the cap and trade approach.
Egan warns that Wisconsin and other states around Lake Michigan are looking at additional ozone controls on things like fuels and coatings. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says that's good because the EPA's so-called Clean Air Interstate Rule doesn't do enough to cut ozone pollution in southeastern Wisconsin.
What they're missing is that it's delaying what we know is possible today, which is to require each of the really old, dirty coal plants in the state to put on modern pollution controls. And if we were to do that today, we would be a lot closer to breathing clean air all the way from Racine up to Door County.
Nillis says the shortcoming is another reason to hold back We Energy's proposed expansion of its power plant in Oak Creek. But company official Chris McKinney says the new units south of Milwaukee would have state-of-the-art emission controls.
And having those units come online would result in lower overall emissions because we will not be operating other units.
McKinney says We Energies has been wanting the EPA to put out a multi-pollutant approach as a way to help the firm make plans. The EPA predicts the new rule will cost utility ratepayers about $1 a month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.